Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Pei Beis, Pesachim 82. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara is continuing its discussion about the leftover parts of the Korban Pesach that became Tamei and therefore needed to be burnt, or the remaining parts of the Korban Pesach that also needed to be burnt. So the Chachamim taught in the Braisa, Tana Rabbanim, the rabbis taught, let's say you have these tzaikonin, these cheap people who would have been allowed to burn it. Burn their leftover meat from in the lifnei abira in front of the base of Mekdash from the wood of the altar, so from the wood of the temple. But Baal was sorrowful b'chatzrusayim me'etzem aracha. But now they wanted to burn it in their own courtyards. But they wanted to take the wood of the mizbeach and burn it back in their own courtyards. In Shomer land, we don't allow them to do that. And the Gemara is going to explain why. And so too. Let's say they wanted to burn it in front of the bira, in front of the base of Mikdash, but they want to burn it from their own wood. Again, ain't shomen lahem. So yeah, you could burn it in your own courtyard from your own wood, or you could burn it in the front of the bira from the temple's wood, but you can't burn it in the temple with your own wood, and you can't burn it in front of in your courtyard with the wood of the temple. So Bishlamah, so the Gemara says, this makes sense. May Eitzei Amaracha B'chatzar Seinein Shomelem. I understand why you can't burn it from the wood of the temple in your own courtyard. Why? Well, that's obvious, because Dilma Paishan Minayel, maybe you're going to have leftover wood. Va'asubi Bahu'i Deitako, and you're going to use the wood of the temple for another purpose. It's a special dispensation to use the wood of, to be able to burn it in your courtyard, or to burn it from the wood of the temple in front of the Bira. But to burn it from the wood of the temple in your courtyard, and then you're going to use the extra wood of the temple for your own personal use, that's not allowed. So, but asks the Gemara, El lifnei abira me'atzei atzman my time alo. But why can't you burn it using your own wood in front of the temple? What's the problem with that? So the Gemara explains. Rav Yosef says, "Shelo levayish es mishein." Well, we don't want to embarrass if you people are going to be bringing their own wood to the temple to burn the leftover Korban Pesach. We don't want to embarrass the people who can't afford to bring their wood, the poor people. And so therefore, since we don't want to embarrass people for being poor, therefore we're not going to allow anybody to bring their own wood to the temple. Whoever wants to burn Pesach from the fire, from the communal fire, they can't bring their own wood. They have to rely upon the wood of the temple. That's the explanation of Rav Yosef. Rava gives a different explanation. Rava says, no, the reason why they don't allow you to bring your own wood is ne'achshad. We don't want people to be suspected, because if there's going to be leftover wood that they brought to burn in the temple, and after the Korban Pesach after they burn their Korban Pesach, they're going to bring it back to their home, and the people are saying, oh, you're bringing the wood from the temple, you're bringing the temple's wood. They're not going to realize that the people brought their own wood, and therefore they're going to come to be suspected. And since we don't want people to be open to accusations, therefore we will not allow them to do that. My benayu, what's the distinction between these two approaches? Ika benayu, one distinction is the Isa Kani Vichari Yure. Let's say they brought from their home the branches of a dried up palm tree that after the leaves fell off these palm fronds. So under those circumstances, the Lo Chazi L'Maracha, that they're not typically used for burning the fire, even though technically speaking, all wood is kosher for the fire on the altar, except with the exception of grapevines and olive tree wood. Nevertheless, L'Chatzilah really is supposed to be that a person is going to use only the branches of a fig tree, of fig wood, or nuts, or from like a specific oil, but not from the dried up branches of a palm tree. And so therefore, if a person's bringing that, then there would be no reason to suspect them. And so therefore, if the idea is that the people are going to embarrass somebody who doesn't have it, yes, that would be applicable. But the idea that you're going to be suspected, that won't be applicable. Mark gives us another example of where Rav and Rav Yosef argue in a circumstance about whether the concern is not to embarrass somebody or whether or not somebody's going to be suspected of something. So every day, says the Gemara in Mishnah and Tamid, says Rosh HaMamid, that the head of the Kohanim, or the person who was lining up the Kohanim, the head of that group, Hayamamid as a Tameyim, he would line up the Tameyim every morning, Al Shar Mizrach, on the eastern gate. And what's the reason? And he would take those Kohanim who were Tamei, Mamed as a Tamei, and he would take the Kohanim who were Tamei, and he would line them up there. What's the reason why we line up the Kohanim there until the day's service was over. So Rav Yosef says, Kedela Vaishan. Yosef says he wanted to embarrass those Kohanim. They knew that they were supposed to serve in the temple that day. It was their maimed, it was their time to serve. But and nevertheless, they allowed themselves to become tamei. So Rav Yosef says, we embarrass them, so we keep them standing there all day until the avoda was done. Whereas Rava says, no, the concern is mipnei achshad. We don't want people to think, oh, that they didn't come to serve in the temple because they don't want to take off from work. And so therefore, we say, no, we're going to have them stand there to show that they're not working. So what's the distinction between them? Let's say there are people who, generally speaking, don't work. So if there's people who never work, we know that they're not taking off from work. Or inami de kagadil shishura, or maybe the person has a very low wage job, like he was separating the strings. So therefore, we see from here that those under those circumstances, we're not concerned about kashad, but we just want to embarrass them. This idea that we want to make sure that not to embarrass somebody who can't afford something, like we did in the case of the wood, this is applicable even to this day. There was a takana, the Eretz Chaim records that there was a takana that people shouldn't serve meat at a bris. What's the reason? Not so they said, just serve fish, because fish is much cheaper than meat, and we don't want to embarrass somebody who can't afford meat. People have children and they're young families, they don't have enough money, so we don't want to embarrass them to make a very big expensive bris. So say, just serve fish and don't serve meat.